If you'd like to know what this...
I want to know, is there really something in it? Or is there nothing in it?
This...
He believes that by placing the poop of healthy people...
And this we're all about.
What I have here for you is one of our NLP practitioner manuals, which we are putting in a giveaway.
Then keep on watching and listening.
My behaviour and communications on this podcast are not an accurate reflection of how I interact in my other businesses. Basically, I don't ever swear at children. If this podcast causes you distress of any kind, either by what I say or who I am, then do yourself a favour and go away. Hello people, welcome along to the People Building Podcast. So for all those of you who are joining me on YouTube today, let's just take a moment to appreciate the sparkly eye makeup, which I've done specially for the festive season. For all those of you who are listening on iTunes, too bad, you can't see it. You gotta go to YouTube to be able to see it. It's worth seeing it, and I would really like us to appreciate this moment. Ready? I'm gonna do it again. Like, you know, like the beauty gurus do. Ready? There we go. All right, so what are we covering today? Well, first things first, as you can see today, I am alone. Dan isn't here. Dan is poorly sick. I don't know, his kidneys exploded or appendicitis or plague or something. I'm not too sure what's wrong with the boy. He may be back here next time. He may not. We shall see. Today, here's what we're going to be talking about. So our topic for today is all about gut instinct. And the reason why I want to cover this topic is for a couple of reasons. First of all, I have sometimes had a gut feeling about something, ignored it, and then paid the consequences. In addition, there is something about the whole gut feeling thing that I think is well worth our exploration.
Exploration.
In terms of what gut feeling is, I want to know, is there really something in it? Or is there nothing in it? And thirdly, I am going to be embarking on the quest to gain a healthier gut. And I'm interested to know whether by having a healthier gut, it might improve my gut instincts. But that will all be revealed later on in the podcast when I will explain what the hell it is I'm talking about. But the very first thing we need to focus on today is what gut feeling really is. For some people, they think that gut feeling is a different way of being able to tune into a situation or even to be able to make evaluations about what you should do in your life. Now, I want to make it clear that there are two key things that come up in our language, and they actually mean very different things when we're talking about our experience of our gut. So sometimes we talk about gut instinct, and sometimes we talk about gut intuition. These are two very different things. So your gut instinct is more like an impulse. Your instincts are things like fight or flight. So these are the things that are kind of built into you as a human being. And typically we're using gut instinct when we're making a decision out of fear. Now that's not going to be a useful thing if you want to start using that gut feeling for being able to make sound decisions. You don't want to be making good decisions from a place of fear or fight or flight. Gut intuition is more about taking real consideration over something. So the word intuition is more about considering rather than just impulsively doing something. With gut intuition, it's more about really tuning into all of your senses and taking in all of that information from the world around you and making an informed decision about what you should do next. Now, I think I've spoken previously, maybe it was on the podcast with regards to luck I think it was the Luck podcast, where I talked about all of your senses working in collaboration with each other so that that creates almost like a sixth sense. So a sixth sense might be another way of referring to gut intuition. So just to be clear, it's intuition that we're looking at building here and not instinct. You have your instincts already, but typically we're using those in times of stress or quick reactiveness because something bad has happened. Your gut instincts are already there, and we don't need to hone those skills necessarily. The reason why I'm mentioning them to you is because you need to start learning the difference. You need to, I'm telling you, God, I sound really forceful then. You need to start knowing the difference between what your gut instincts feel like and what your gut intuition feels like. So that when you come to make a decision, which is perhaps bypassing your logical mind, you're using the correct one. You don't want to be using your gut instincts for decision making. You want to be using your gut intuition. Aborigines believe that humans have three brains: the brain that you have up here, your heart brain, and your gut brain. And maybe there's something in that, because your brain and your gut are quite intricately connected. Have you ever had a bad thought and then noticed that it's literally given you a funny feeling in your tummy? Maybe it's even caused your stomach to rumble or growl in some way. And likewise, if you start to notice maybe a sense of anxiety in your tummy area, then it might cause you to begin to have more negative thoughts. So the two things are definitely quite well woven together. In some bizarre experiments, scientists have taken the flora of mice who were having some behavioral difficulties, typically showing symptoms that we might liken to anxiety. They took the flora from those mice and placed that flora into the mice who were not displaying those behavioral traits. Well, you can guess what happened. The mice who had the flora inserted into them began to show the same anxious type behaviors as the mice who had the anxiety that the flora had been taken from. Now, this ties in with an experiment that was conducted in humans, and actually this is now used as a form of treatment. You can find out more about it on the podcast Freakonomics. There was an interview conducted with a doctor there who takes the flora of healthy humans and places it into humans who are suffering with conditions such as irritable bowel syndrome. He believes that by placing the poop of healthy people into the bowel of unhealthy people, it can help their stomachs to recreate the natural equilibrium that they are supposed to have going on in there already. And he has found that his experiments have been successful. So how do we go about improving our gut intuition without having to borrow somebody else's poop? Well, there's a few things that you can do. For a start, you need to get good at quietening your crazy inner self-talk. So that jibber-jabber that goes on in there, it's time to help that settle down and become more still. Because it's very difficult for you to tune into your inner feelings if you are too busy doing your inner thoughts. And there are a few different ways that you can do this. For a start, meditation is a great way forward, because meditation helps you to be present in your body. It helps you to notice the sensations of your body, the temperature of the air upon your skin, and to really help to quiet your mind. Another way of achieving this is by being out in nature more, so taking walks in the park or through the woods or those sorts of things. Anything that really gets you away from technology and, again, all of the sort of thinking-based menagerie that we have going on in our lives these days. Another useful thing to do is to be around people. Now, being around people doesn't just improve your social skills, but it also helps you to fine-tune the skills that you use to be able to really tune into the little clues that people give away about what's really going on for them. For example, does their physiology seem congruent with what's coming out of their mouth? As you start to develop those skills by being around people more, you'll be able to start relying on your intuition much more going forward. It's also really important that you begin to just pay attention more. Very often, we're so busy thinking about what had happened in the past or what could happen in the future, we forget to be here in the present moment. When you're really tuned in and grounded in the moment, it helps your brain and your body to work much more in sync with each other because they're both here. There isn't one of them off in some other time zone at that particular point in time. So these are also great skills for helping you to be able to become more intuitive. But the key thing that I think you can do is to begin letting go of old negative emotions, particularly those that are attached to negative memories from stuff that has happened in the past. When you have those still in your consciousness in the present, they can pollute your thinking in the moment. We want to be able to let those things go so that what we are dealing with in the right here, right now is based on the right here, right now. That's going to make your intuition much more reliable and less likely to become polluted by old negative thoughts from the past. Now, before I tell you about the journey that I'm going to be embarking on with my overall gut health and improving my gut intuition, I have a very special thing for you today because this is our Christmas podcast, I come bearing Christmas gifts. Now that should probably be better said as I come bearing Christmas gift, because what I have here for you is one of our NLP practitioner manuals, which we are putting in a giveaway. This is our Christmas giveaway. This folder could be yours. All you need to do is subscribe to the channel, like this video, and add a comment in the comments box below, and you will automatically be entered into the prize draw to win this NLP practitioner manual. What you have in here, however, there's a catch. So you have all of the audio CDs that we use in our training, and you have all of the manual content. Now, I have to be completely honest and say this manual's been sitting in our office for some time. We have never actually sent this particular manual out to any of the delegates on our training, and here's why. Our printer, Pete, I think he was having a senior moment. So he printed all of the contents of this manual beautifully and then punched the holes on the wrong side of the paper, which means that all of the content is upside down. We did try to sell this manual once at a really low price, but nobody bought it. So now we're giving it away. This manual, this upside down manual, can be yours. All you need to do is subscribe to the channel, add a comment in the comments box below, and like this video. We will put all of the terms and conditions into the description box if you'd really like to read them, but we will be announcing who the winner is in the new year. Make sure that you keep an eye on your inbox and we will let you know if you have been the winner of the Upside Down NLP Practitioner Manual. So the final thing that I wanted to share with you today is that I have teamed up with a company called Thrive, who specialize in improving gut health. They are a company who test your present gut health and then provide you with the correct kind of probiotics in order to get your gut back to exactly its best optimum working condition. Now, I don't actually have any digestive problems, although I do have some skin problems, which may be related. But overall, the experiment for me is to see if by improving and fine-tuning my gut health, I can also improve my gut intuition. So I'm going to be going on a 3-month course of probiotics, which have been custom designed for my gut health. What that means is I first need to find out what my gut needs by providing some flora and having that tested, and then I will have my custom made probiotics sent to me. I will let you know in the next podcast and the one a little bit further down the line after that, because I will be on this journey for the next 3 months. So I will let you know what the results are. Can I improve my gut intuition by improving my gut health? And will there maybe be some other positive side effects? We will just have to wait and see. But for now, thank you so much for joining me. A very happy festive season to all of you, no matter what your religious disposition is. And to all of you, a very happy new year. I'm looking forward to seeing you again in 2018. 2018. Thanks so much for watching and listening. Before you leave, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure that you subscribe if you're on iTunes. Oh, and if you're on iTunes and you are interested in entering into the giveaway for the Upside Down Practitioner Manual, head on over to our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/peoplebuilding, and you'll be able to enter yourselves there. Thanks very much. Bye. A very happy festive season to all of you, no matter what your religious intricately funny feeling or a bad thought.